So as a fallout from the loss, what was the reaction from everyone?
Oh, I think the initial reaction was disappointment. You could say we did a solid job for three quarters there, and the last quarter let us down. But from the video that we watched, there were things we were letting slip throughout those first three quarters. They just weren't hitting shots at that point. And then once that fourth quarter rolled around, they were still getting the same looks, but they were making them, and they were able to go on that run. So, a lot showed up in video in terms of our defensive structures.
Is that why you're allowing a few times this year we've had big runs against you now? Are you identifying why that trend is happening when it hasn't been a trend in the past?
Oh, I mean, there's a whole lot of factors that go into teams making runs or whether we make runs. I mean, it can be because you're turning the ball over, you're taking bad shots, or your defensive structures aren't in place, or you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. And from that game that we just watched, again, it was just defensive structures. Whether we're getting confused or some guys are in one thing, we just weren't in sync, whether it's personnel-based or team rules-based for us. We just weren't in sync, and it just got really exposed in that last quarter.
Do you expect Tirico to be back this week?
Hopefully. I think it's been, by the time Adelaide's game rolls around, it'll be 2 weeks, I think. So I think he's hopefully on the training court this week, and I guess hopefully pulls up pretty good. And I think he's confident to play, but that's out of our hands, I guess. It's up to the medical team.
Did you notice a difference without him?
Sorry, you're looking down a lot. I know you.
I'm sure.
I think it possibly could be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just talking to this.
Look at Josh.
Yeah, okay. You ask the next question, Josh.
I mean, I'm just looking in the eyes, man.
Did you notice the difference without him? Like, the way that
Offensively, I mean, obviously he wasn't there. Someone had to come in, and T's an aggressive player, so I had to step up and be just as aggressive to fill that hole. And I think offensively it was, I mean, we put points on the board, we're getting great looks, getting what we wanted. But I think defensively he's a tough defender. He can really lock down someone and cover up some space when we're struggling defensively. So I guess you could say having that extra guy down did hurt us a little bit. I mean, a lot of guys played a lot more minutes than we usually would, but having a full team there with full structures in place with every guy, I guess, I mean, it's always going to hurt you when you get your starting import forward out. Yeah.
Was it all a concern in the fourth quarter? Obviously, yourself and Mitch particularly helped out with the scoring over three quarters. Was it all a concern that in the crunch time, when Bryce has been so heavily covered, that you can really find shots in other places?
Yeah, I think Trev said it. I think Damo said it. We did get a bit tentative there in that fourth. We weren't as aggressive, I guess, in that as the first three quarters where we were really coming off turnout, shooting our shot. I think Cairns switched up into that zone. So I think we're a little rattled by that. We just weren't getting through our zone offense at that point, and I guess that accumulated into the run too. Bryce is going to be heavily guarded quarter, start of the game to the end of the game. So no matter whether you're aggressive in the first, we got to remain aggressive in the fourth. We can't just hopefully wind the clock down and shoot at the end of the shot clock. It's not going to work in this league, yeah.
What's been the message about aggressiveness from Trevor? It seemed like you're doing a fair bit of defensive drills out there today. Is that going to be a focus heading into this week?
Yeah, we knew straight after that video session we had it was going to be all defensive stuff. It's, we saw it on video, whether it's personnel based according to who we're playing or our team rules, where we're getting confused and we just weren't in sync. So today it was personnel stuff out the door. Let's get back to our team rules, get those put in place, build on that. And I mean, Perth is based on defense first, run out and then get your scores. And I think this year we've shown it, we've done it in patches, but the Perth Championships teams, they're doing it every game. So that's something we're trying to get back to.
Just a bit of a left field one. Sunday Dex had a really big change in the season. You obviously spent time with him. What does it mean to you to see him flourishing in another system?
Sunday, he's a great kid, hard worker. He's always trying to do the right things. That's what I saw from him when he was here in Perth. Really good guy. And he like you say, he's got his opportunity now, and I think he's grabbed it with both hands, and maybe almost cemented himself in a starting role in that Illawarra lineup that's kind of been chopping and changing a fair bit from what we've seen. But no, he's a great kid, and I think he's got some confidence back. I think there's a little stretch there where he did play, or he didn't play 10 minutes, have a couple of shots, but now he's looking aggressive, shooting the ball, making plays, rebounding. So yeah, I think there's a bit of confidence about him, and he's just rolling with it, trying to stay comfortable with it.
Thank you.
Cool. All right, guys.
Do you want to grow a bit, Cod?
I'd love to grow a bit.